The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
He's a hometown kid who became a major league star.
It's gone! Three-run homer, Jeff Francoeur's first big league hit of the night.
And now he's part of our broadcast family here in Atlanta. It's the Jeff Francoeur Show. Frenchie is only on The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
Jeff, you have a bunch of kids. You have one of those tech-heavy toasters in the house?
I don't. I kind of got to agree with Chris. You know, I don't know what a toaster can do that makes it 300 bucks. But, you know.
That's the greatest toast I've ever had.
Yeah, I mean, look, I mean, it, you know, even if you had one that, you know, can do four or six slices, I mean, that's all you need.
Yeah, you don't want to be a glutton. Jeff Francoeur is with us for his weekly visit on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line. I mentioned it earlier, Jeff. I'm not sure if you heard it. You and Glavin, I love listening to you two call the games together because you're very honest about what you're seeing. You talked about Nate Jones in the eighth inning. He had no confidence in his fastball. He had to throw it, but at one point, what did he throw? Six straight sliders? And that's not something you hear every place, especially from the home team broadcast.
No, you know, and look, I think it's like anything. You know, he threw six straight sliders, and, you know, he got away with it with Miguel Rojas. You know, where I worry sometimes is, you know, if you hang that pitch later to a different lineup, a different type hitter, you know, it's probably going to get punished. And, you know, it's tough for me, though, to harp on the Braves bullpen. I feel like they've been pretty darn good. And last night was kind of one of those hiccups where, you know, they couldn't find a strike zone. But you know, at the same time, I think they had just over a 2 ERA and 30 and a third coming in. So, you know, they've done a pretty darn good job for this team.
Jeff Francoeur with us in apparently a bird sanctuary. It's a very, very chirpy background that we're hearing right now as Jeff talks in baseball with us. You in the backyard someplace?
I actually am in the garage, but, you know, I can get in the car real quick so it's quieter for you.
No. You're How's fine. That? You're fine. I'm enjoying the ambiance, actually. It's very relaxing.
You know what it sounds like on YouTube TV when they don't have a real commercial to run? You sort of hear animal-y sounds, and they say, we'll be right back. We're on a commercial right now.
I didn't mean to have you get in that truck that I see
you
driving.
No, I'm going
to
get in a hot car at 80 degrees and sweat for about 10 minutes.
I don't want you to do that. I want you to stand outside. It's very, again, relaxing, the ambiance surrounding you. Braves fans not relaxed based on what they saw last night. It's early yet, but we talked to Doug Glanville about this earlier. It's with analytics and everything else, it seems to be kind of sort of a lost art. Ender Inciarte not able to get that bunt down. It's just not something you'd see a lot of anymore in baseball, it seems.
No, you know, and he did the at-bat before. And look, you know, I'll say this. It's not the easiest thing on a sidewinder to get a bunt down. With that being said, you know, you got to get that three chances. You all of a sudden got second and third, and it's a whole different. You know, look, they hit two guys to start the inning. You got to take advantage and win that ball game. And, you know, I felt like the Braves got hosed Sunday night. Last night they let that one get away. Even with the offense not doing a whole bunch, Waskari Noah, that's two starts in a row, guys, that he has been outstanding. And, you know, to get those that kind of start last night, 3-1, and then first and second, no outs in the ninth and not win, that's tough.
Yeah, Jeff, I don't want to over – it's not even April 15th yet, but the Max Fried start tonight, two reasons. First of all, coming off the last one, you got to make sure that everything is okay with him. That would be a great thing to feel that way as he leaves the game, whenever he leaves the game tonight. But the other part is you don't want a three-game losing streak. You just burned a really good start last night. You can't afford to – you know, you can't afford to burn those types of starts. And Nick and I, we were texting last night. You got what you deserved last night. You didn't deserve to win that baseball game. I mean, it's plain and simple. You did not deserve to win that base. You could have, but you didn't deserve to win that game.
Yeah, and look, I think I said to Tom last night in that eighth inning when they gave up those walks and everything, I said, how many times do you see five walks and a double and only two runs scored? So you know, the Braves kind of got out of that lucky. And look, this bottom part of the lineup, guys, has got to start swinging the bats. You know, I know, Chris, we've talked about it before. You don't have to be a star, but you got to do something. And, you know, right now you look at Marcell Ozuna and Austin Riley, you know, it's two big guys that no extra base hits between the two of them through 10 games. And, you know, I'm not saying that both got to be hitting 300, but at the same time, you know, you would like to see some power. You would like to see the ball driven a little bit. And so, you know, that's the thing. You really look at it right now, you know, besides Freddie hitting those home runs, Ronald really has been the key to the Braves being 4-6.
Have you ever seen someone do what Ronald Acuna Jr. did to open the game on Sunday night?
I have not, you know. And actually, me and Tom were sitting there yesterday before the game talking, and I said, I can't remember a stretch of six games where maybe Albert Pujols one time when we played a series up there where literally you feel like he's going to crush every ball. And, I mean, you saw last night, three walks. I mean, it's almost he's almost getting the treatment where, you know, until Ozzie gets going behind him. Look, if I'm a Marlins pitcher, I'm not challenging Ronald. You know, not the way that the rest of the team right now is swinging the bat. So, but what he's doing is incredible. And if he continues to hustle like that, look, I don't see any reason he can't win the MVP this year.
Well, he's playing like a guy who hadn't gotten paid yet. I mean that as a compliment. You know, he looks like a guy. Every once in a while I say, well, that guy's looking to play for his cash. Well, he's playing hard. There's going to be a mistake. There's no doubt about it. He's going to get chucked out of the base, even with his speed. He's going to tempt the fates a little bit too often. But I can deal with a hustle mistake. As long as it's not a mental mistake, I can deal with a hustle mistake. He is playing like the best player in baseball right now.
Yeah, and look, I said the same thing. I don't mind. Look, you're trying to push the envelope. You're trying to steal a base. You're trying to go first to third. Every once in a while, you might get thrown out. But look, I've said it. The best base runners, if they're not doing that every once in a while, to me, they're not taking enough chances. And so, you're so right. He looks like a guy on a mission right now. You know, last year, COVID, you know, he got off to the slow start. If you looked at camp, he was about 10 pounds lighter, it looked. And I think it's helping. I think you're seeing the speed. I think you're seeing his athleticism come out even more than, you know, we thought it could.
Can I give you a sentence I never thought I would utter? Where the hell was Sean Newcomb last night?
I don't know. You know, I mean, I think it's the hard thing right now, too, is when you do have as big a pen as the Braves do, I think trying to navigate when you throw guys, when you don't. And, you know, look, they had it set up the way that they wanted, as far as you had Minter and Will Smith. And at the end of the day, you know, Minter got walked the first three guys. And lucky Alex Jackson threw out Birdie, or it could have been worse. So, like I said, I'm not blaming this on the pen. Last night, maybe. But, you know, they've been good. Our starting pitching's been good. It's tough for me to say it because how good I think our offense is still going to be. But, you know, I think the offense so far has kind of been what's kept the Braves down a little bit. If that offense was clicking on all cylinders, to me, you're looking at a 6-4, 7-3, and not a 4-6.
1-for-11 with runners in scoring position last night. The Braves are now 2-2 when leading after seven innings this season. They were 23-0, albeit in a shortened season last year, but that was their number last year. But, Jeff, even Brian Snicker said it after the game. You can't expect what you saw last year to happen time and time again.
No, and look, I don't think anybody's expecting sometimes, you know, Freddie to hit 341, Marcell to hit 338, but I think what you are expecting is to see the offense as a whole kind of get going a little bit. And, you know, you knew it was a first tough road trip, you know, with all the off days, with, you know, getting one canceled. But now you've been at home, and look, you've had four games in a row now. You got six more to finish this week before the off day before Yankee Stadium. So you do, to me, need to see a little bit of a sense of urgency from this offense just to get going a little bit, to get in rhythm.
Yeah, you're supposed to out-homer this team. You got three more games with them. That's part of it, because if you're only going to hit 164, a three-run homer would be nice. Just make it a little bit easier to win. Something we I don't think I've ever talked about with you, when you guys do, Jackie Robinson Day is coming up on Thursday. Every year, do you get to keep that jersey? Is that something you have to give back? And when you guys do throwback stuff, do you get to, how does it actually work with what it is you get to keep and what you don't get to keep?
So I've kept one of my Jackie Robinson before. I know a lot of times they get those and you know, sign them and they auction them off and the money. I remember, you know, I don't know if I was supposed to or not, but I think I just yanked mine one day and took it home because I wanted it. But the throwbacks, a lot of times they give you one, whether they auction those off or not. Usually they'll give you a throwback to take home. I got quite a few
But I love the unis the Braves are wearing. I love those from the Hank and Necro days. I just think they look really sharp, and you know the guys like them.
I don't think anybody would be opposed to them wearing those uniforms all season long. Certainly put them in the alternate mix. That would not be a bad option if you're not going to wear them all year long either. Is it time for Max Fried to be the ace we all think he's going to be tonight?
Yeah, I think it's a big start for him because he's facing a tough pitcher in Pablo Lopez. I think, you know, the one thing that I have to give a lot of credit for, the Marlins starting rotation right now has got the best ERA in baseball. So this is a team that's not the same Marlins staff we saw 2 years ago when they were kind of the punching bag. This is a team now from a starting standpoint that's got quality arms that are going to go out there. But look, Max has had an okay start and then a rough one. You know, I think it's a great night. His first, you know, start at home, you know, to go out there and go 6 or 7 and throw a good ball game and get the Braves a win.
We'll see if it happens tonight. Jeff Rancour, I know you'll be there, and we appreciate the time. We'll talk about whatever happens this weekend next Tuesday.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for sweating it out in the car or the truck that we see him drive during those commercials. Jeff Rancour from the backyard, from the garage, into the truck.
The botanical garden.
Very impressive. We'll have to have that discussion with Jeff one day, the footage of him driving that truck through the all-terrains.
What's impressive about it?
I don't.
It's been driving for 30 years.
Loading up the trailer hitch.
Listen,
I'll say it's impressive from my perspective because I wouldn't even know where to begin to do something like that.
Well, you know, I don't know if you know this. He's a gentleman farmer. So he's, you know, I'm sure putting up fence posts, running some barbed wire.
Yeah.
Those blueberries, what do you think? You think those animals don't want to eat those blueberries?
From the mean streets of Parkview.
Yeah. Gotta learn. You think he has, let me ask you this, he's got the truck. Do you think he has those like leather gloves you see on Yellowstone?
I mean, personally, if you're going to go all in, I mean, go all in, put on those gloves for the spot. I mean, if you're going to go full bore, outdoorsman, do it.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you? 3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.